Yes. Well, hey, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, and this time, I greet you with one of our brothers, Pat. Pat's here. Hey, Pat. What's up, man?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Just enjoying the country, enjoying life here. Life here is pretty cool, man. It definitely moves. It's definitely... there's a lot of people in this country. It's a beautiful country. The weather is so favorable. I've been saying every morning, I've been waking up in paradise.
Paradisi. Yes. Yeah. Hey. All right. So I'll give you guys a little background. Pat's down in Sri Lanka, part of the Faith Mix team, and we're hanging out for a little bit. And now I tell you what. You know what? Whenever we get together as brothers and sisters in Christ anywhere in the world, you always know it. You always feel it. It's always exactly what God needed for you at that time, in that place, wherever you are. And so I know sometimes for some of us out there, you know, you can feel alone. You know, you can be a lonely walk and you can feel that. But you got to know that you're never alone and that God has His people in the world. And when necessary, you know, He's going to bring them to you, or He's going to take you to them. And you're going to have what you need to continue in this journey. So, you know, don't be discouraged just with whatever's going on with you. You always got to take it back to Him. So, anyways, so just enjoying some time, enjoying some fellowship. Reminded a little bit of the Santa Fe Summit when we had some time down there. Just different times when we meet in different places around the world. But, all right, so Pat, you first... This is not your first time to Sri Lanka.
Second time to Sri Lanka.
Pat's been down before. Pat, impressions of the place, man. What do you see different now since the last time that you've been here?
I think since the war is done, new business are coming up, a lot more opportunity. People are vibrant here. The city's definitely moving. Just to sort of take back what Govinda has talked about the body of Christ, is just especially at this time we walk. Sometimes we feel like we walk on our own, or there's nobody around us to support us. But there is, you know. And at time to time, within a journey, we meet up with brothers and sisters and get to have either a day, an hour, coffee time, dinner time with them, or weeks, or whatever it is. But God always brings people at the right moment that we need it, either to uplift us or either for us to uplift them, right? Or so it's last time we were all together was Woodsaf was in New Mexico. What a change! We were stuck in a snowstorm. We had a great time, and now it's sunshine. That's almost a year ago, actually.
Yeah,
a year to today. It's about that.
You know, I was actually thinking about that too. And what was amazing about that time for me was, I mean, talk about an abundant life or an adventurous life. I mean, within the span of a week, you know, I had gone from being in the middle of riots in Haiti to road tripping across the Midwest to being snowed in New Mexico.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, as far as like a series of shifts and changes, you know, one thing is whatever situation you're in right now, that's not necessarily the situation you will stay in.
Yes.
And, you know, I know sometimes when people, you know, people get, they get upset. They get, you know, down. They look at their situations and their circumstances. And they believe that, okay, now this is what I'm in. And they can't see anything else. But you don't know. And it doesn't take, it takes just a moment for your entire reality, your entire paradigm to shift. Be it positive or be it negative. You can go up really fast, you can go down really fast. Example of going up really fast is Joseph, you know, in a day he's up. Example of going down really fast, Nebuchadnezzar. He's the head of the whole thing. And before the words leave his mouth, you know, he's talking about, you know, how great he is, and God puts him in perspective and it takes away his mind. So, you know, you can go up and you can go down and you can get turned around. But in that process, it's You know, you want to be walking with Christ. You want to stay on that track. You want to stay on that line. And that's the thing that will come under attack. That's the thing that will attempt to rob your peace. You know, I was thinking about this thing about the kingdom, you know, and those that shall inherit the kingdom. And, you know, even sometimes in scriptures how it talks about different things that these people won't inherit the kingdom, you know, the liar, the adulterer, the you know, just goes down that whole list, even in Revelation. But one reason why is because all that stuff keeps you without. It keeps you wrapped up in the world. It keeps you, your mind and your heart, you know, away from the things of spirit. And, you know, there's a lot of distractions that can come, you know, in Matthew, when it talks about, you know, the sower, you know, that sows the seed. And, you know, there's that one that grows up with the wheat and the tares. And what is it that chokes the life? It's the worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this life choke that seed and make it unfruitful. You know, they choke that plant and make it unfruitful. And, you know, people, that is life. You know, if you don't watch it, if you don't take care, if you don't guard your heart, because out of it comes the issues of life, there will be things that creep in, and it doesn't happen quick. You know, it'll happen, but it doesn't have to happen quick. It'll grow, and it'll just slowly creep in and choke out that life that God has put in you. And you'll turn around one day and you'll say, what happened? Where was that? Where was that fruitfulness that God was doing with you at one point in time? Pat, I mean, think back to our college days, man. You know, you remember those. I mean, think about how many people during that time were fired up for what God was doing.
You know, and that's one thing that we're talking about, I think. You realize when you were, and probably it's a good thing, like we were in college and we're young, and I guess we're still young, but...
yeah, come on, man, we're still young, man.
We're young, and people are, they come to university, and they're excited, it's a new thing, and they want to get in, they want to get involved, and you realize that, yeah, you go to university to learn certain things, and, you know, to put your opinion in forward, and to, you know, just to find out who you are, and, you know, you're excited, you're like, you know, when I'm done with college, I'm going to go do this and that. I'm going to go conquer the world. And we look back now, 8-9 years later, you know, we still got the fire. We still got the passion. But I think it's a different one. It's not a foolish one. You know, we've been through experience. And you know what? Along the way, the one thing I think for me that I learned is, like, along the way, it doesn't matter the ups and downs, right, about life. God takes you and uses you as you are for his glory.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if the night before you went out and got drunk and you know, you put in a position where you gotta stand for him, you know, and it doesn't matter if the month before you didn't pray for hours and hours. No. It just, he takes you as you are, he uses you as you are. You know, I just, it's just so amazing to see what he has done with, you know, some people, and to see, like, if the fire that a lot of people had in college, some of them are, that fire is gone. They just, you know, doing, they, just living life. Other ones, they're still going strong. And, you know, and when we all start this journey, you know, we all started with a, we're so eager, and we just start really fast, and we just start sprinting. But the one thing one of my mentor told me is, like, you know, this walk that we walk every day, it's, you know, it's a marathon. You know, it's not how fast you start, it's not how slow you start. It's at the end of the day, do you finish the race? Do you finish the race? And the crowd is not, you know, I finished first. The crowd is like, you know, I made it through. I made it through. Here I am, Lord. You know, take me as I am, you know, and take me as I am, really. And, you know, and he tells you, you know, well done, good and faithful servant. I was proud of you. You know, and it's sort of one of those things. And then it's amazing because even when you look at when Jesus was traveling, you know, and the people he met and the people that received him at their house, some of them you never hear about. Some of them you heard, and you heard what kind of issues they were in and what kind of things they were into. But Jesus came to their house, and their life was changed. Their life was changed. It was totally changed, you know. And I think for all of us, I think that's a good sign that, you know, not just that he lives, but he is real. You know, he is real. And that's the beauty of this entire deal, you know.
Yeah, you know, and that, you know, that back to that point too, God uses you, you know, where you at. And this is the thing. It's so important for people to understand that it's Him doing the work and not us. He does the work through us. We just have to become available. You know, if you are available, you can work in connection and in collaboration with Him. If you harden your heart, you know, He will do His purposes in spite of you, but He's still going to get His will done. So you can flow with Him, or you can choose to not flow with Him and try to stand against that. But you know, one thing that happens is so often for us is that, you know, you're in this, and you know, I know that circumstances sometimes can be such, you know, circumstances can be such that it's hard, you know, and you don't feel like it. You don't feel like praying. You don't feel like reading. You don't feel like talking to anybody about what's going on. You don't feel like, I mean, you're just like, what is going on? And when you're in that place, you know, it's hard to feel like anything good is going to come out of that, or that God would speak to you or through you in that situation. But you know what? It's time and again, it's in that dark hour where you see God show up. You know, I was thinking about something even the last few days of, you know, just the situation work-wise. You know, where I was kind of trapped in a situation with work that could not see a way out. It's a couple of years back. And how, in the middle of that, some external things took place, and in the process of those things taking place, God opened a way. God opened a door. I wasn't planning on, I wasn't anticipating, and God will literally move heaven and earth and use the shifting of the earth to allow for and use the circumstances of what's going around us to move things in our favor. So, you know, don't worry. You know, I know that that's easy to say, but you got to live it. Don't worry, because when you worry, it puts yourself in a situation where now you're trying to fix it and you're not allowing room for God to do it. Cast all your cares upon Him, because He cares for you. Trust not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct your path. Lean on Him. You got to give it to Him. Once you do that, then He's going to instruct you. Then He's going to give you the way forward. You know, I think what happens so often is, especially when we start, you know, not being in that right state of prayer, what happens is that you start then making decisions based on your own thinking, based on your own mind. You know, and there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You know, if you start seeing things through your own mind, your own understanding, and you start making your judgments based on that, it's going to get difficult. Because you're making decisions the same way that the world makes decisions, based on their own thoughts. And your own thoughts will gear towards saving your life in this world and doing that which is comfortable for you. So, you know, it's a challenge right now. It is. And it's a challenge to, because, you know, it's a challenge because, look, if you're going to walk right with Christ, if you're going to seek that, you're going to be a target. And if you're a target, there's going to be things that come at you. And if there's going to be things that come at you, you're going to take hits every now and then. So, you know, don't let those things hold you. Don't let those things stick on you. You take a hit, you get up, you move on. You know, the righteous may fall seven times as they get up again, but one calamity is enough to lay low the wicked. You know, we go down, but we're never out. Yeah, that's part of being an overcomer, is you go down, but you get back up. And God gets you back up, and you keep moving. You keep walking. You know, and sometimes, too, you know, it's like going past halfway on the tightrope. You know, you've already gone past halfway. You might as well finish this thing. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes, you know, you've been walking for a while, and as you've been walking for a while and going on in this thing, and, you know, you've seen too much. You know too much now. You know that God is able to do what He says He's going to do. You know that He's faithful. You know that He's coming through. And so sometimes you get to a place where you say, you know what, I can't walk any further. I can't move any further. And you know what, even in those times, you just put your feet in, you dig them in, and you stand. Because you know what, even if you can't move another step, you refuse to go back. You know, you refuse to go back to anything that once was. You're like, all right, I'm at least... this is where I'm at right now. Lord God, I want to keep moving, but I got to wait until, you know, you help me. Because I can't move another step unless your spirit flows through. And you know what? God does that for His people. He does that.
Mostly people got to remember that, you know, God is the man, you know.
Yeah.
We're not. We're just an instrument. We're just a tool for Him. And He uses us. It doesn't matter what situation we're in, good, bad, okay. He uses us. And that's what we need to remember, that He uses us. And where are we at? We just got to make ourselves available. Say, yes, Lord, here I am. Here I am. This is who I am. You know, you don't have to come and show up with Him in nice and dandy clothes, or nice, you know, vehicle or assets. No, this is who I am. I got one t-shirt, one pair of shorts, and a set of sandals, and that's it. Use me. And He will. He will. And there's not a small or big or okay way. He uses us in the way that He wants us to use. In any way He uses us, it's big. Because it's for the kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, that's another thing too. Like, the way the world judges things is by how big it is, how flashy it is, how elaborate it is, how well known it is. But the things of spirit are not like that. You know, the things of spirit are something so subtle. And so, I mean, it's a subtlety that, you know, it can happen on a really, really small level. Because, you know, think about it too. In the universe that we live in, infinite bigness, infinite smallness. I mean, you can just keep going expansively if you start going off of this planet, of how gargantuan the cosmos are. And then you can go down to a microscopic level, sub-microscopic level. You can just keep going smaller and smaller and smaller. So, you know, in that process, if you start keeping an idea of how big the world is in relationship just to our own universe alone, it's nothing as far as size goes. And all the things that people put a priority on, you can't affect a star turning and or planet rotating somewhere out there in the cosmos, which has a whole lot more matter and stuff going on than what we're doing down here. So all these things that we put importance on, that we worry about, that we stress about, you know, that's not it. But we are in a life, and we are in a paradigm that God has given us. And there is a purpose for us being in all of this. There's a reason for us being in all of this. And that's the thing you got to dig down and find, is what is that reason? What is that purpose? What is it that God has for you? And it's not contingent on you doing something grand or fantastic. You know, the things of spirit, people probably won't recognize most of them, especially if you don't have eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to understand. Most people won't recognize what it is that's been done, what it is that's out there. But the people of God will. But you can't recognize spirit unless you're in it. You can't see the people of the Spirit unless you're walking with them. So, you know, and now is a time too where, you know, people have to make choices. Yeah, they have to make decisions. And you want those decisions to be led by the Spirit of God. You want those choices to be something that He shows you. So,
especially coming into a new year, you know, I guess, you know, calendar year is like, you look at this year, how this year went, and, you know, people say, you know, I had a bad year, I had an okay year, I had a great year, I had a hard year, but either way, if you're listening to this, you're alive. It could have been a good, bad, okay, but you're alive, and you got to decide, you know, hey, what kind of life? Because that's the question I ask myself. What kind of life do you want to live, Pat? What kind of year do you want to have? You know, what are some of the things you've done this year that, you know, you could change or become better at? But mostly, are you still deciding to walk with Christ this year, this moment, this day, this week? Is making that decision, that conscious, honest decision to commit, to Him. Commit your life. And that's difficult, I think, sometimes to commit. Because you know what? It comes at a risk. It honestly comes at a risk. So it's, you know, at this end of the year that we're about to close the next couple of days, it was like, you know, praise God that we made it through this year.
Yeah.
And thank God when, you know, we're able to see another year coming.
We're still alive.
You know?
Yeah.
Because honestly, tomorrow is not guaranteed.
Yeah.
It is not guaranteed. Christ started His ministry when He was 30-something years old, and it didn't last Him like some of the ministers we have here, 10, 15, 20 years. You know?
He made it 3.5.
Three and a half years. That was it, man. That was His time.
Yeah.
Christ can never go brag and be like, I had it. 15, 25 years ministry. And like, dude, 3.5 years, man. But it impacted He left as He went. It's unbelievable. You know? 3.5 years. That was it. That was His time. That was His time that He had.
Started at 30, ended at 33 and a half. Yeah, not that much time. And you know what? It's not the quantity of the ministry that God has us to do. It's just being in step with Him. You know, it's not even the quality. Everybody's like, it's not the quantity, it's the quality and all that. No, it's not quantity or quality. It's obedience. It's walking with Him. It's doing what He says. It's admitting when you're wrong and fighting for what's right. You know, so, I mean, for us right now, for the children of God right now, this is a good time. This is a time of spirit. This is a time of power. This is a time where, you know, the children of God are going to do that which the Father has destined them to. And in that process, you know, look, He loves us. He's got us. He's walking with us. He's carrying us through. And you will see God's hand in your life. You will see the miracles of God take place in and through your life. God will use you to accomplish that which He's destined for you. And your will is engaged. Your will is involved. Our will and our desire and our prayer is, Father, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. And we release ourselves and let ourselves go into that. And in that process, that which is incredible takes place. So, hey, anyways, we love you guys. Yes. God bless you. Keep on keeping on. Don't be discouraged amidst the challenges of life. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. But take heart, for I've overcome the world. We remain in Him, His words remain in us, and we're always going to make it through. So, hey, we love you guys. God bless you. And we'll catch up with you again sometime soon. Govinda and Pat, checking out from Sri Lanka. Talk to you soon.
Amen.
You're the only thing that's keeping me sane. I'm broke down, overloaded. And I slave at work all day. Money can't buy what I want it. Mama say, boy, you dream big. She don't know my dreams are haunted. Really don't think I'm gonna make it. Can't do this by myself. Feel like I'm down. I need your help. Life's got me.